Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Mora.
And I'm Rocky Osage.
Hey, let me ask you, was your voice always like this, or did you have like a light voice when you were younger that changed?
Did you go through puberty?
Like, yeah, did you have a little light voice?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Because you got like a deep
so
voice.
So what age did your voice start changing?
When I was like 17.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Did it go like hoarse first?
Like, so you noticed that you was like...
It got weird a little bit. It just changed.
One day I called my sister and my nephew answered her phone.
I don't know what happened.
Cause some kids, like, they be having a deep voice always. You know them little kids, you be like,
no,
voice.
Like my son. My son sounded like a baby, so he was like 11. And then one day I called him. I didn't speak to him for like 3 or 4 days, and I was like, "Who is this?" His voice totally changed. Now he has a deep voice.
Yeah.
What about growing like hair and stuff like that? Like
growing hair. What the?
You know, like
I think like 15. 14.
So you was bare until you was like
14, 15. That's about that age. Like 14, 15, started growing puberty hair.
Oh, okay. Were you like, oh shit?
I wanted to grow faster.
You want more. You liked it.
Yeah. Like you know when you're growing, like I'm growing. Like, yeah, I'm coming to man. I want some more. Yeah, for sure.
And you have, how many sisters do you have?
I got 6 sisters.
All right, and so as far as, and you have one brother?
No, I'm the only boy.
Oh, you're the only boy? Yeah. Well, damn.
Yeah.
That must have been crazy for you.
Yeah, it's crazy. They always fighting me.
Where do you fall as far as age with your sisters?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the oldest. They're all younger than me, yeah. Oh,
okay. Did you always want a little brother?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I definitely did, but it's all
like
right.
When they kept coming, you're like, dang, another girl.
Another one.
Yeah, for
another
sure.
Sister.
Girls.
Were they overprotective of you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got in a couple fights. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like, I fought for her. She going to fight for me. Like, mm-hmm. I had to go beat somebody up for her. We all jumped somebody together. It's crazy. Like, it's,
what?
Yeah.
Have you ever caught somebody for her and then got back with the girl after she beat the girl up?
So what are you talking about? Like, the girl?
You've called her to fight girls for you. I'm hoping that's you.
Oh, no. Not a girl that I was messing with. No, I never had that before. Okay.
Do they be liking the girls you mess with? Or is it scary? Like, I can't bring you
never
around?
Like them. Ever.
Never. Nobody ever good enough for you.
Never. They always got something to say.
That's how I am with my brother. I'm not going to lie. My brother's older. And I be so mad when he does, like, stuff for girls. And I could see the girls ain't shit.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, stop.
It's always, you always can look. Like, it's always like that, though. You look, you see something that they don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would be like that, though.
And they'd be right.
Not necessarily.
Now, did you go to your sisters, like, about anything when it came to relationships? Since you have 6, well, probably the one that's closest to you in age.
Right.
Do you ever ask questions like, you know, what do girls think about this? Or what should I do?
No, we never talk about that. We always talk about some other stuff.
Even the other
I talk to her about relationships. She don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. I talk to her, I would tell her. like certain things, because she probably be lost in the sauce with a nigga, and I'd be like, what you doing? Like, mm-hmm. Tighten up. Like,
tighten up.
She like, you know, but she'd be like, no, he love me and I love him too. I'm like, okay, cool.
You're quick to say I love you to a girl though.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Do you mean it when you say it?
I can't say that. I like saying I love you a lot. I don't know why.
So you just like the word.
I like the word. I love you. I just love it.
You like the way it sounds. Yeah, you like the way it feels.
Yeah, I like the way it feels. Yeah. Like, I feel like if you love somebody else, I feel like if you love yourself, you're going to love others in that way.
True. I also feel like sometimes at a moment you love somebody. Like, you might not mean it like...
You ever love somebody like the first time you met them?
Like love at first sight? I don't think so. I could really like somebody and be attracted to them when I first meet them, but I don't think I would feel like I've never felt like I love this person.
There's like levels to love.
Yeah.
There's love levels.
Yeah, it is. Levels.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even when you tell somebody I love you, it doesn't mean like I'm in love with you or I love you to that degree. It could just be like, but I love who
this,
you are.
This time of life,
I love you as a person.
This time of life, love you. I don't care about that word no more, to be honest with you. To be 100% with you.
Listen, I feel like you have to tell your people that you love them, right? Because shit is so crazy these days. And you never know how just that one time could change somebody's whole day.
So many people told me they love me, man. and cut like, it's so good. Like that, like I like loyalty. Just be loyal. Like, just be a good person. Like, show it. All that talking about I love you, then you going behind my back and doing some crazy shit and doing things that don't add up to the action that you say you love me. Why are you saying it for? What's the point of you saying this? Just don't say it at all.
But people are flawed, you know? Yeah. Like, you've probably said that too and then did something like that you shouldn't have did.
Yeah, but it's different attention for everything. Like, you're like, come on. Like, no. Like, you should be doing that. Like, what's your intentions behind I love you? What's your intentions behind it?
Like, what somebody did that was fucked up that you feel like?
Saying I love you and then had sex with my girl. Like, somebody, like, I would, like, you know, that type of, like, that. Like, no, that's why I don't believe in that type of stuff no more. I'm like, okay,
wait,
you love me, okay, cool.
Somebody also, had sex with your girl?
Yeah, he had sex with the girl I was messing with. And then they would, after I stopped talking to her, we feel like, and then he went to go talk to her.
Damn.
So you've experienced, you've had bad experiences with your friends, with your guy friends.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why you don't want to be in a relationship.
No, that's not the reason why.
No, but honestly, I feel like that should open you up more to women so you see what these guys do. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I feel like not only in this situation, I just feel like in general, your woman could be your best ally, your best, you know, the person to really hold you down. That's somebody who loves you deep. They'll die for you, the ride or die.
Until they fuck your friend.
Person. You know, guys are always bros over hoes. You know what I'm saying? But here you get to see sometimes the bros ain't always right.
Mm-hmm. No, sir.
But you're not a relationship person, so your girl, like, that was your girl, like, just that's what I'm saying.
It was like, it was my girl, but it wasn't no relationship.
Okay. Wait. So yeah, like, this is what I'm saying.
It was my girl.
Let's talk about this a little more in depth.
This whole like dating.
Okay, so there's different levels.
You could be my boo thing. You ain't got to be my girlfriend.
Okay, so there's boo thing. There's your girl, and then there's your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like my girlfriend, like you, like it's, I'm off limits. You not doing nothing, like, and you can have a boo thing, like, that's my baby, like, that's, you know, baby. Until further notice.
Okay, your baby boo.
Okay.
So, okay,
I
what
know
about?
You had that before. Everybody had that before.
Yeah. No, so let me ask you this.
Crazy.
So let's just say you have a boo thing, and then you're at Caravana grinding up on girls. Would you not do that? Just out of respect?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with her around me. No, I'm not doing that.
Around you.
Around you.
But when she ain't looking.
When she ain't looking, I do what I want to do.
Damn.
Okay. This is boo thing we talking about. Not,
yeah, boo thing. Not just a boo girlfriend. Thing. Yeah.
So basically, this wasn't your girlfriend. It was just a girl I was dealing with
like a couple months.
Okay. Then you stopped
dealing. He knew that.
Okay, but you broke. But when you stopped dealing with her after that, he went and messed
with her. Yeah, he went to go talk to her. But it's the thing is, though, he was with me when we was like,
Kicking it,
vibing, like, going out to eat.
He knew what was happening. You knew it.
How did you find out?
She told me.
Wow.
And she was mad at me. Like, she was mad at me, like, before she told me. Like, we ain't had that many, like, that much communication. Mm. We weren't talking like that. And she just, and me and him weren't talking like that. But she had the balls to tell me that they had sex.
Damn. fam.
Yeah, they felt like they was in the safe zone because y'all wasn't speaking. You weren't speaking to neither
one. Yeah, we're in the safe zone.
And she wanted to hurt you, you think?
That's why she told him after the fact.
She wanted to hurt you.
She probably felt bad a little bit.
Oh. I would probably would have just... So they're still together?
No. They're done. He hit like a couple times and they gone.
Wow. Well, I mean, look, you got the song out, Be My Girl,
right,
which is what we're talking about. So I want to ask you, what are the top three qualities that you look for in a woman? If you had to put them in order, like number one, number two, and number three.
Personality, like being funny and sense of humor. Like I don't like stubborn. I don't like a woman being so stubborn and feel like she gotta act like a certain person around me because she wanna get me in some junk. Oh, she want me to look at her a certain way. I feel like she just need to be herself. Like, I like that. Like, just be yourself.
Okay.
Don't act so perfect because everybody's not perfect. Okay. I know you got flaws. I know you got flaws. You just ain't trying to show them.
Okay.
I like someone that's giving. That's heart giving. Like if I spoil you, will spoil me too.
All right, I think that's fair.
I'm just not about to spoil you, and you're not about to like.
Gotta be dedicated. No.
And it could also be thoughtful things, right? Like making dinner or like something.
Yeah, I'm not gonna buy. You don't gotta buy me those crazy expensive things, but just the little something things. When I wake up,
I love this.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I wake up, make sure you cook me breakfast. When I like, make sure my house clean. Make sure my room clean. You know,
it sounds like you need a nanny.
Right. What am I supposed to do?
You mean like make sure it's clean, like make sure you call the maid and she clean it.
That's what a woman supposed to do. Make sure you handle things.
I like when a guy makes my bed, like make my bed before you, so that when I come home,
a guy makes your bed.
Well, cause I leave for work so early.
Oh yeah, you like different. Yeah.
So I might come home
because
I hate like if I mean, it's, I don't think that takes much effort either, like to just like, you know, flip the sheets back and so the bed, because that's a nice feeling when you come into the room and the bed looks, you know.
Now, like, I get a maid every 2 times a week. Mm-hmm. I don't really need nobody to clean up, but I might leave my drawers on the floor. I be moving so fast, I might leave all my clothes on the bed and on the floor. So whoever short is that I'm dealing with, she need to handle that. You know what I mean? Because I'm gonna handle what you want me to handle. So
okay.
You know, that's light. That's little stuff.
All right. So what's the third thing?
And to God. Like,
you heard that?
What?
You gotta be very religious. Like,
I think that's so important. Like, I really don't, I try not to to bombard the show with religion,
but that's my thing. That's nothing to get in. It's like, if you're not into that, we not gonna work.
I feel like that's what I feel like men should look for. I feel like men should look for a woman who has faith, because a woman who has faith is a strong woman.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I've dated guys in the beginning of our relationship, they say that they don't believe in God, like atheists. And by the time we're done, they praying over all their meals. Like, I can't be with a guy. Nah, like, I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with a guy. Like, okay, let's pray before you eat.
Yes. And then I just feel like,
to be honest, like, you know, you in a relationship, you know, you're going to have your trials and tribulations. Everything is not perfect. Things going to happen. And your woman knows that, and your soulmate knows that everything is not easy being in a relationship, and the commitment is not easy, committing to a person. Like, that's not easy. Mm-hmm. So you have to have somebody that you go to and somebody that y'all go to that can help. You know what I mean? Because it's not easy.
Right.
You try to commit to somebody needs. That's somebody needs that you're trying to commit to. So you think that's easy? No, it's not. So it's going to be some stuff. It's going to be some stepping stones.
Mm. Did you grow up going to church?
Yeah, my whole life, for sure. Like, every Sunday.
Do you still go now, ever?
You know, so crazy, I don't. It messed me up a lot. Like, messed me up a lot. I stopped, like, a year and a half ago, 2 years, ever since I got money and things like that, and started feeling myself. I forgot where I came from. And then, you know, God had to humble me real quick and tell me, like, hey, tighten up, sit down real quick. I'm going to show you something real quick. Mm-hmm. And things start falling. And I understand, like, Abraham, forget where you came from. Because things, like,
So did you start going back?
Soon you start humbling, like soon you get humble, you start asking for your things back.
Right.
Quickly.
You'd be like, God, please, I need.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important to thank God when you have.
Yeah, you got to think about the littlest thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice to go to church, and if you feel like going to church, you should. But everywhere is the church. Right. Your house is God's.
You
house.
You can go right online. Nah, and go to church online.
Let's not talk about this, but I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. You need a house. For sure. You needed somebody. You got to pay ties.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about you going on the street and you giving somebody some money or you got to pay. It's paying ties. Like, you're like, I get it. Like, it's the right place you go to, but you have to pay ties. Like, you don't like, not any church, but that somebody that God leads you to go to. Mm-hmm. You pay ties to, but you have to pay ties. No, and I thought the same
listen
thing.
Listen to me. I invest a lot of money in my faith. I invest, and my friends be like, you're crazy.
Hey, man, hey, but they're going to say the same thing because you got
your real relationship. But yeah, I don't want to do that. Exactly. I'm sorry.
It's going to get real preachy. Y'all don't know who y'all talking to.
But are you thinking like you need to get back to church?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. For sure.
Okay,
I did.
You went
I'm
back.
Doing it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going in. Like, I'm praying every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having good energy. Like,
but when you don't make it, it's okay. You be your home is.
You could go online too. People be on church on Sunday morning online. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I can go, exactly.
Yeah,
switching it up. We have a gift for you.
What you got?
Oh, this is our merch queen right
here. So our merch line just dropped. So here's a little gift from Lip Service. That's from our merch line.
Look at that! It matched your outfit and everything.
Oh, yeah, it is cute.
Yes,
yeah,
Lip Service.
I like a white.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
is that a good size?
Look at that. That's nice. Yeah. That's a good quality shirt.
It is.
Glad you like it. You're welcome.
Appreciate it so much.
You're worth it.
Yeah. Goddamn song.
All right, now let's talk more top threes. Okay, top three positions. Now we know you like the cowgirl. You know when she's on top. But in order, what are the top three positions you like in the bedroom?
On top.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach.
You mean like doggy style or her like flat?
Stomach and ass poked up.
Okay.
Stomach.
Gigi likes that one.
That's like, that's Gigi likes that one.
Yeah, like that right there gonna get you.
Do you like it if her legs are spread or do you like if they're more closed?
Closed.
Okay. Yeah, legs are spread.
Anthony shaking his head.
That's my hooky right there. I remember one time Gigi was telling me about one of her episodes. She was having it. She was like, bitch, I close my legs on my stomach. She likes that shit.
It's amazing. And from the back, for sure.
Okay, yeah. So a lot of it is from the back.
But from the back, wait. So on her stomach and from the back, I'm confused.
It's well, you get on your knees.
Yeah, so when you're on your knees, okay.
Yeah, it's
but not anal.
Yeah.
From the back, not anal.
Yeah, from the back, yeah.
Anal, so that's what you mean from the back. So you like anal?
No.
He didn't say anal, girl. Doggy style.
On your stomach, you got your legs closed. From the back, you got your legs open.
Right. So you never had sex with nobody anal? Like a woman, not a
anal.
Woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've done anal?
Yeah.
What made you try that? I'm just curious.
What you mean?
Did she ask you for it or did you just do it?
Nah, she told me to do it. I had to do it.
I just be wondering if, like, because guys, do y'all try to just slide it in there or does
that's
she
not something these, you can you just slide these, and do, Angela?
Unless you deal with these grease. I don't know, but I'm surprised.
That's not just a stick it in there kind of thing.
You gotta, like.
No, guys be trying to, like, poke around and you be like, whoa, wrong hole.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We wasn't prepared for that.
No, but you like anal?
No, I don't. It's not my thing.
But did you enjoy it?
She asked for it.
If she asked for it, then it's a pleasure. So I'm going to have the pleasure. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Can you come like that?
Come like what?
Like an anal?
No.
No. You don't like it that much. Reaction.
He didn't say he loved it.
He basically said
he did it as an act of service.
If you asked for it,
she asked for it, so I had to give it.
You got a pleasure.
Yeah. He's a pleaser.
Because when I'm having sex, I'm not focused on me. I'm focused on her making sure she pleasure first. Then I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
So if getting her there is putting in her butt, then in her butt you go.
If I want to do it, but I'm not. It's not some things I'm just thinking about. Let's do this.
Right. Have you ever had a bad anal experience? Because that happens too.
I
never had that. Nah, you go in the shower. You got they got a little scrub. They clean it with.
Yeah.
Hey, go in the shower. I ain't doing all that sweating thing. You know?
All right. And when you say cowgirl, is it reverse cowgirl or is it like?
Nah, look. I want you to look at my face. I want you to stare at me in the face. It's like, yeah.
Do you talk?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I want you to slap me. I want you to choke me.
Really?
Yeah, I want you. I want you to call me all type of names.
What kind of names?
Shit, whatever name
good
you come
names
up
or
with.
Bad names.
Bad, good.
You a bitch.
You want to get her
stupid,
style?
Stupid
bitch
ass.
Ass. Love names.
Stupid ass bitch.
Would you let her tie you up?
You broke.
Tie me up. Whip me.
Blindfold you.
Blindfold me.
Oh, shit.
Handcuff me. Whatever you want to do.
Sex toys. Collaring.
Sex toys. Vibrator. Whatever.
So you like for the girls to be aggressive.
Yeah, I like aggressive. I love that.
So you ask for that? Like, what? Slap me? You say that?
No.
But
she know
what
time
it
is.
Then he know what time it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you do that to girls? Like, if your girl likes that, like, wants to get a little slap.
No, I ain't doing that. I slap on the behind,
no?
But I ain't
no,
doing
you,
that.
So you would be scared.
No.
You would be scared.
Hell no, I'd be scared.
If she said slap my face,
yeah. You would be scared.
I'm gonna be like,
what about spitting my mouth? Like, tap.
I hate it.
What you about spit in her mouth?
Oh, yeah. That's my thing. Yeah. I want all that saliva to come down and go right in.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a cheese pool.
like a cheese pool. That turned me on right there.
You spit in her face or she spit? I mean, in your mouth?
Both at the same time.
Spit swap.
Oh,
wait, how you?
I'm reminiscing right now.
Oh, you mean like you spit in my mouth, then I'm gonna spit your spit back in your mouth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever been too rough with you?
Like, no.
Okay.
But one girl would like, just go harder, keep going harder, go keep going. I like harder. How hard you want me to go? Like what, you was a robot? she was fun size.
Oh shit, and she was little.
She's like go hard, like say she said like 10 times. Like what?
Do you scream when you come? Or are you quiet?
Scream, man. No, I ain't scream. I'm like regular.
Like no, guys be making mad noise when they come.
What do you mean like what do you mean screaming loud?
Yeah, like guys back like yeah.
I only do it when you keep going. Like if a girl give me head, like she's like, and she keep going, like, hold on, I'm sensitive. Relax.
And she keep going like when so if you came already and she swallowed, like how she's gonna keep going?
Cause it's still in her mouth, crazy. Mm-hmm. Listen, Laura never swallowed before and clearly this is her time.
I'm just cause I know you guys before. Was like swallowing, you do that, to hold it. So then I'm like, how do you keep going
because,
after that?
Because remember how be hard after they come here? So he comes, it goes down there, and you still keep going.
Yeah, cause a lot of time guys are still hard after they come for a little while. And you guys can like make it hard again if you keep.
Did that hurt you?
You can do it.
Yeah, I'm about to be sure like this. Like I like an ice bath. Hell no, I'll do that. Bitch, take your ass
off. So you can what? You demon. You consider yourself a big? You use magnums or what?
Magnums. Yeah.
You
magnums.
Fill in the magnum or you still got some space?
No, I fill in them.
Do you have girth or not?
I can't
or both?
Believe I got this all question. That.
Because he said the girl kept saying go hard. So I'm just trying to figure out like what's
nah,
it.
Nah, some girl can take it all.
Keep it real. Do you always use condoms?
Always. Oh, okay. I don't play like that. No,
sir. You have two kids, sir. Come on.
Right. You like magnums.
That's why.
Right. Yeah, but no, it's not about that. When anybody I have a baby with or somebody I have a baby with, it's longevity. Like it's like I've been dealing with you for a long time.
Okay.
For me to have sex with you raw, I gotta deal with you for a minute. Like I gotta deal with
a
you
a minute least, is 60 seconds, sir.
I gotta deal with you at least for like 8-9 months.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah.
For me to like knowing that dang we making love. Mm-hmm. Like we making love. Like we really like, cause I ain't fucking nobody else raw. I'm only fucking you raw. Nobody else. So okay. I know. Like, no.
You ever get nervous, like, after you had raw sex? Like, oh, shit, I don't know.
Nah, like, because the person I'm dealing with. Because
you might be also thinking, like, damn, did she get, you know.
Pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he knows he's taking that risk.
Yeah, I know. You know you're taking that risk. You know how you're doing. You're doing that shit, bro. Like, I ain't pulling out.
Right. Ooh. Especially if she says, come inside me.
And then we in the midst of it too. Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you.
He's a pleaser. He's here to please.
Yeah,
it's all about
sure. Yeah, it's on and popping like jogging.
So what would you say no to?
What?
In the middle of having sex and she says blank, what do you say no to?
I want you to do something like, and you
lick
would be like,
I'm saying no to that.
So you're licking your ass?
Yeah, don't do that. Like, it's like, don't just ask me, just do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you gonna? When she does it, or?
No, he's gonna let it go.
Like,
but
you know
don't
just
do it. Don't. But do a player. Like
do it. Player.
Do it. Like do it on a smooth way.
So that's not saying no. What you gonna say no to?
Oh, like no to.
Yeah, like if she says
nothing.
I don't know, suck my
nothing.
Toes.
Nothing.
You sucking toes.
All that.
Okay.
Everything in the book.
Okay. See, that's interesting, and I do say that.
Well,
I was gonna say well, the Kama Sutra.
Everything in the book, literally.
I'm gonna buy you a Kama Sutra book, so you can flip through the pages.
I bet.
But that's true. Like with guys, sometimes you have to like kind of try things because if you ask, it don't sound right and it don't feel right.
You gotta just like okay, you see what you'll do. Mm-hmm. But mostly, sometimes they just be with it and just let you do it.
What if she put a finger like and she don't say nothing? She just
a finger,
yeah,
finger what
in your butt? Like
we fucked up, man.
See, that's what that's like.
Oh yeah. Let me put no finger in my butt, man. I was like, whoa.
Can she lick your booty hole?
Yeah, but I'm not putting no. You ain't about to put no two fingers in my
arm. Like, ma'am.
My thing, it's tight for a reason. Relax. It's not going to open up for you.
Relax.
I'm not going to lie. Something I wouldn't like stick it. My finger in the...
Yeah. You've ever done it to a guy?
No.
I've done it. I wouldn't imagine that Laurel has.
You sound like you don't got that much experience.
I don't have... I mean, I have experience, but not a lot of... No.
So a nigga has... A nigga never really touched you out.
No.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Oh, all right, cool.
I haven't found the one too.
But you squirted.
I squirted. I'm a squirter. Normally the guys that make me squirt is men that like the sex is just. But still, I'm always in my mind. Still, like wait.
SB.
Who?
Nothing.
Oh.
But squirting, that's light. Like if a nigga that can make, they just know how to do it. Like some niggas just don't know how to do it.
Right. Very true.
Yeah, but it's just some niggas that just I know how to. Just it's just certain things you just got to do it.
So you know how to do it.
Yeah.
What you got to do?
How you make a girl squirt?
What you have to do?
For
the guys listening, they might want to
know. Find it.
Give your
secrets.
That's
nothing to talk about.
You got to find it.
Yeah, you got to find it. It's not nothing to talk about.
It's there. You just got to find it.
So what's one way you made somebody squirt before? Just give one. You may be helping somebody.
Is it with your? I was about to say, have you done it with your fingers? Or is just it with
your fingers? My fingers, like, and stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
Do you think it's easier to find with your fingers? Is that like the cheat code?
Yeah.
Because
like,
I dealt with a guy that like made me squirt a whole lot of times, and it's like he did it with his penis, with his dick first, but then he started doing it with his fingers, and
we
it was like
in here,
and then
you touched that wasn't G-spot. Me.
And then and then it was like every time he did it with his fingers, he would get there immediately. Yeah, like he would just go straight to it with his fingers.
You know exactly what it's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you prefer that, like for somebody to do it immediately? Because you know sometimes, right, when you're having sex, you don't want to come that fast. And you'd be kind
of
mad.
I didn't mean as soon as we started having sex. I mean as soon as he went to find it.
I hate it. Once a guy figures it out, he automatically goes for it.
Right.
It's
that's what I mean. And he don't stop and it's like, the point where you're like, God!
Or
you going too fast.
Like give it a rest. It took you 20 minutes to find out the first time.
Now leave it alone.
Now 2 minutes in, it's a mess.
I can't stand when they're eating me out. And I come already and they keep going.
That's how he feels when he's like,
so annoying.
When somebody says, like, he can't believe that you've done this.
I've gotten eaten out.
Like, you let somebody eat you out?
You got to do that. You got to lick it before you stick it. Like, you
would you be with a girl who's like, I don't suck dick?
Oh, yeah. She don't?
Like, if a girl says, I don't do that.
Good night. Not with me.
Yeah, Laura never let a guy come in her mouth before, right?
No.
Would you be offended if somebody you were about to come and she just ducked out the way?
Yeah.
But that might be nice for a guy. Like, they could be the first ones to come in your mouth, right?
Yeah. Like, that's I'm not saying I'm never going to do these things.
For
I just haven't found the man that I feel is worth it.
I think, Laura, you know, by now in your lifetime, you should have let somebody do it.
That's just boundaries, though.
I think you're past your 20s, so you should have let somebody do it by now.
I've been so focused on me, myself, and I that, you know.
No,
ma'am. There's nobody right now in my life that I feel
like. It's that bad, but I just feel like it's a little late, so you might as well not let anybody do it at the same.
It doesn't depend on his diet.
Oh, she said when she's married, she's gonna do it.
When I get married, like I'm not pressed to get married, but if it happened, that means that I really like this man. Like
you gonna turn into his personal freak hole?
You're gonna be my first in a lot of things that a lot of guys have, because there's certain things that I'm just not gonna do unless
you're gonna let them come on your face.
I'm
gonna
let them
come on your face. With my lashes on.
Yeah, I think that's
gonna swallow it, spit it back in his mouth.
She ain't gonna that's cool, Laura. I think that's
No. You're going too far. No.
That's a joke.
She's gonna let him.
Wait, it's a name for that.
What? Cum bubbles at your nose?
Snowballing, right?
Snowballing
when they come in your mouth. When they come in and you spit it in your mouth.
You don't want that.
When they come in your mouth and you spit it back in their mouth.
You want a snowball?
That's snowball.
No.
Laura just said that. Also, there is a term for it.
No, you don't want to do that with your husband.
No, I'm not going to do that to my man. That was a
joke. Husband. No.
What if he's like, I can't marry you until you swallow?
Ooh.
You
going to trust him? You're going to trust
I can't marry someone who doesn't swallow.
I could never marry a woman who doesn't swallow.
Go.
And maybe I'll do it before then. I don't know.
I just have
past Miss Straw. Because my mind just be like, I don't know. I think too much.
Now, what if you were about to come in a guy's mouth and he ducked out the way? Wouldn't you be offended?
Right?
Laura.
That's for you, Laura. That's for you, Laura. If you were about to come in a guy's mouth and he moved, wouldn't you be mad?
First of all, I'm not shooting out a whole bunch of stuff.
I agree with that,
like,
too.
You don't know you're about to come. Like, it's something.
And he knows you're about to come and then he just stopped.
Nah, and you don't realize you're shooting something out, but something's coming out.
But our stuff is not like thick and white. If whatever's coming out is thick and white,
you're gonna taste it.
Now that's
right. You taste the girl's cum.
Absolutely. But I've had guys do that. Like, they went till almost I came and then and I actually love it. They came out and put his dick
not
in her.
Not on purpose. Like, you know, like, I'll stop them, like, fuck me.
I kill a man.
No, I stopped it. Not saying like I stopped it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But nobody.
But you know what I think, crazy. Right before I'm going to come, you ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I know what y'all be doing. I get it. Be all nervous and, you know,
But what's going crazy? What's that? You asked Laura if she ever been turned out. She said no. What is being turned out?
Right. Yeah.
What's that?
How do you know you turned somebody out?
Nah, just doing things, just things she never did. That's turning out. Some things, like she say, she ain't get come to her mouth, that's turning her out.
That would be her form of turning her out.
That's like regular.
No, but it's turning her out because she
because
never
she never experienced.
Right.
Okay. So giving a new experience is the answer.
Giving a new experience is getting turned out.
Okay.
Like
if a girl like do some things I never did in my life before.
And then you turned out.
She turned me up.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe now I'm doing things I never did to somebody else. If I go to somebody else.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. Can you tell when, you know how sometimes like you haven't had sex with a girl in a while and then when you come back, does the vagina ever feel different?
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes it's tighter or looser.
Nah, I feel different. I don't know. I can't tell. I don't feel the difference.
Okay, because sometimes like if you haven't had sex in a while, it'd be super tight, and I'd be like, can guys feel that? Because we could feel it.
Guys can feel. I have a guy that I used to talk to, and well, we used to fuck, but we didn't fuck in like about a month and a half or so. But I was using, you know, my rabbit in that month and a half.
Was the rabbit bigger than him again?
It was. So when I had sex with him, the next time he was acting funny, he was like, you just feel different. Like, I could tell. I was like, yeah, I've been fucking my rabbit. What you mean?
I've been fucking my rabbit.
And it's bigger than you. What you mean to say?
Way bigger than him.
Wow.
I would feel so offended if a guy be like, oh,
it was. It is bigger than him.
I had a girlfriend,
I would not let her use no toys without me. No
really?
Toys.
That's not fair. But why didn't you want her to do that? Yeah. Like, what if you on the road?
Right.
She not using no toys without me.
What if y'all on FaceTime and
she not using no toys without me? No, nothing.
How would you stop that? Is that cheating or something?
No, it just, you gotta understand, toy is, it's addictive. Like, if you use a toy and you use it without your partner, that means that it's like, I can just, you depending on that now. Like, it is.
So well, if you ain't around, what you supposed to do?
It makes me feel not needed.
It makes him feel not needed. You supposed to fiend for this. Like when I'm gone for like a couple weeks or I'm gone, like, you shouldn't worry about no sex, honey, your business. Like,
so you don't masturbate?
Like, because you know women, first of all, women can go months without having sex. So why you can't go?
Oh my God, we should have to.
I'm not gonna lie, my
ex can go months without having sex. So
my, not you.
My niggas ex cannot. Like,
Why can't I back up? So women niggas can go months,
niggas
but
cannot go. Like, that's very rare. Women is that's easy. That's like that's.
But what y'all do when y'all go to jail?
I'm not gonna say in my 30s.
How would you know? That's you don't have a vagina.
Listen, and going to jail, that's like. You can't say jail because that's like you got it, like there's no other way
right,
around
so you're not gonna die.
But in the real world, women can go celibate more than men.
That's I agree. Simple.
I mean, I agree.
And my ex didn't like when I masturbated when he wasn't around, but not because he was jealous of the toy or anything, but because it would make it harder for me to come when we would have sex.
Not even
vibrating.
Her fingers?
Her fingers. Yeah, she, but you know, she
but not a toy.
If she used to dot me on, like, she better not let me know.
So, do you masturbate?
Huh?
Do you masturbate?
Like, if I'm with a girl, I don't do that shit.
If you on the road.
No, you don't masturbate.
You've never?
No. No, I said I never do it. Don't do it. But I'm not just thinking about masturbate if I have girls. Like, if I have
most
girl,
of the guys
I,
that I'm, come on this I'm, show like, say they don't masturbate.
They claim that, but y'all.
No, I don't think about just masturbating.
Like, how often do you masturbate?
Like, probably, like, every 2 months. Like,
that's very rare.
Yeah, I don't really masturbate like that.
Do you feel ashamed after?
No, but what's the point of masturbate, especially when you...
I think guys don't like when girls use the toys because it fucks their pussy up. It makes it harder for them to come.
But you're like not really, said, but you masturbating, it's like when you masturbating, that's like you thinking, that's not something I'm going to just do off the rip. Like, I'm just...
You don't think about your girlfriend and touch yourself? Or maybe you have videos. Your girlfriend.
Right.
You probably don't have a girlfriend. Do you have videos in your phone of like, you know, past experiences with women and you look at them?
I probably look at it like, that's what I say, one or two times, like, but not constantly, like,
no, we're not saying all the time,
yeah. We're not like,
I definitely will go 2 weeks without seeing my boyfriend and think about him and masturbate,
yeah. But you're not about to use no toys, though,
yes, she is.
Not around me, or you better do it without me.
It's because you're not around,
that's the whole point.
You better not let me know.
And I heard that guys masturbate sometimes before they go on like a first date so that they don't, so they don't feel like pressure or want to have sex.
Something about Mary.
No, I don't know about all that. So that's different.
That one?
So, okay. That's interesting that you don't masturbate like that to me.
I've definitely heard guys say they like to take one out before they go on a date so they could be prepared.
Yeah, so they could be on some chill shit.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make you sleep better?
What?
Masturbating.
Yeah, maybe sleep good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like having sex. You go to sleep after having sex.
Yeah, when I have a little anxiety, a little masturbating.
Yeah, a little masturbating.
Yeah. That's what it's for. When you do it, you go to sleep good.
Yeah, I'll knock right out after that.
So orgasm.
Do you prefer sex at night or in the morning?
Late night, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wake her up.
After hours.
Yeah, but I don't go rounds though, that's the thing about it. Like rounds after rounds.
That's supposed to be the benefit of somebody that's your age.
You want it done.
What's your favorite time to have sex, Ange?
Definitely not the morning because I wake up so early. I'd rather do it at night when I don't have to get up early.
Okay, what about you, G?
And then go to sleep.
Whenever.
So
Not during the day. I get too tired.
My time is around the clock.
Because it's nice to have sex and go to bed. That's why.
Like, exactly. I like morning sex. I like sex before I go to sleep. I like afternoon delight. I like all of it.
It's nice to have sex before the
day. Anyone of y'all have sex casually?
That's what you mean, casual. I would like casual sex.
What do you mean, casual?
Like friends with benefits.
Casually. Do you have friends with benefits? Yeah, like you have sex with, you know, like. With niggas, like, where you...
And be friends.
And y'all friends. Y'all not...
No. Know.
Yeah, when I'm single.
I don't.
For sure.
That's dating.
But you know what? I feel like
dating. That's why you dating.
I mean, if we're dating, you know... Dating equals having sex. I have a
pretty much.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Having sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're dating. That means we're having sex.
If we're going out on dates and we're being good to each other, you know, like we're eating together and spending time together, then yeah, but I'm probably not going to be doing that with more than one person.
Right, that's dating.
Right, you know what I mean? So,
but it might not be a man.
We're not friends at this point. We're dating.
Yeah, but it's casual.
That's what I think he's saying, it's not casual.
What about, have you ever been?
Because I'm not fucking my friends and being like, oh, what's up?
bro. That's my brother. I hate when people be fucking somebody and be like, that's my cousin. That's my brother.
I hate cousin.
The bro. You know people be saying that.
I hate that. I don't like that. Well, I would never, I would not ever bro somebody I was sleeping with at one point.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's weird to me.
Who
and I know so
to?
Many girls
young
that
kid.
Do it.
I was trying to
somebody
look.
Put a smile on his face.
Who, yeah, who are you talking to?
He got a DM.
Is it DM? Mm-hmm. Somebody want to choke you?
Nah, man, I'll be sliding all everybody.
Actually, yeah, I was gonna say he slid in hers.
I'll be sliding.
So you look like you just got
slide,
a good response.
Slide,
that's why. That's why. But it's so crazy, man. That's why I was talking about. I can't be in a relationship, man. I can't do it, bro.
When was the last time you was in a relationship?
Years ago.
Barely, like, no, yeah.
They don't even count.
Yeah, yeah. They don't count, like, no, bro. I can't be on the.
Listen,
listen
to me. If you're fucking the same girl, even if you're fucking multiple people at the same time, if you're consistently seeing the same girl for a long time,
as a girlfriend,
you guys are in a relationship,
no,
some
not.
Form of a relationship.
No, it's,
you,
not.
It's not a husband,
no, it's not.
And
it's probably
boyfriend.
Not like a committed relationship.
A relationship.
A relationship is. You having sex with this woman, y'all commit to each other, you not, you whatever she
needs.
That's
a committed relationship. There's different forms of relationships.
No, bro, like a relationship, that if I was a relationship, I'm not cheating on you. I'm not going out fucking nobody else unless you want me to do it together.
No, but
your
style, but this relationship,
it's not a relationship.
This relationship just happens to not be exclusive.
How many
Relationship.
Yeah, I think there's all different relationships. Kinds of relationships. Oh, Gigi and I, and we have a relationship. We're friends. That's our relationship.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? It's a relationship when you know somebody and you're dealing with them for a long time.
So what having sex is? Girlfriend and boyfriend?
I mean, there's different kinds of relationships.
When do you, okay, how about this? When do you take somebody to meet your mom? Do you ever do that?
It's like meet my mama. This be with me long enough to meet my mama.
But like, how are you the type of person that it takes a long time? It has to be serious.
No, you just be with me. Like you, I see you constantly. I keep being around you. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you're gonna be on FaceTime. I'm gonna be around my mama, or I'm gonna be like, what's like? You just gotta be around me more.
It happens
like,
natural.
Yeah, it's happened naturally. The mama look. Say what's up to her.
On like, FaceTime.
Yeah. Like,
on FaceTime.
Hey, mama. Like, what's
did
up?
She ask you mad questions? Like, okay, so who is...
No. I'm like, oh, what's up, girl? Here you go again. She played me one time. It was like, who that is? That's so-and-so.
You were like, no.
She said...
Oh, she did it on purpose.
She never talked to me again after that.
The girl?
Wait, so...
Mama.
The girls that you date... Situationship, whatever you're gonna call it, we're gonna figure out what
boo
it
thing,
is you do. Boo mm-hmm. thing,
relationship,
girl, whatever.
Girlfriend.
Right. Is it okay for her to have sex with other people
yep.
as well? As
yep.
long as it's
whatever
not your
she
friends.
Do. Whatever she wanna
see,
do.
See, that's disgusting.
Do you
wanna
know about
I don't
it?
Ever wanna
whatever
fuck
you
with
do,
somebody,
but you don't wanna know about
it's
it.
It's okay
not,
with
not,
me having
not,
sex
not
with other men,
wrong.
But do you wanna know about it?
You said, let it tell me. Let me know. Yeah. Let me know. Like, let me know that you having, like, let me know what you're doing. Like, I don't got to know everything, but just let me know you're having sex with other people. That's all. Just be transparent.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I want the guy who I'm having sex with to want me to only for him. Like,
nah, bro, that's cap.
That is mine right there. You're not giving that
but
to nobody.
But truthfully, does
else.
It make you feel any different about her at all? Like, will it make you be like, well, I can't be serious about her. She's
yeah,
sleeping
she's
with other guys.
Somebody
at the
else.
Moment, yeah, but at the end of the day, what you going to do? Like, you out here having sex with other people too? Why she can't?
I mean, I get that.
You being a hypocrite.
I feel like that.
I agree.
What you talking about? It's like having sex with somebody. It's like having sex with a woman that she had a lot of bodies. Like,
mm-hmm. So did you.
Like, you know, and so does me. Like, I mean, so what's this, what's the difference? Like,
yeah, at least she's experienced.
You know, like, you know, like, you know,
but I'm
going to
I mean, but you're okay you know, with her adding bodies while she's fucking with you too?
It is certain. It depends.
They're not in a relationship, so he can't
yeah,
tell
not,
her what
I can't,
to do.
I can't control that. Like, I'm not right. about to. I'm not about to tell this woman you can't have sex or do what you want to do because I want to control you or make you wait for what you want. Like, no.
Right. You didn't lock it down, so she's free.
No.
I'd rather God
lie,
tell
but,
me I don't want you fucking nobody else than tell me I love you.
Okay, but listen to this though. Okay, if I will feel some type of way a little bit if I'm spending quality time with you. Like, mm-hmm. I'm spending a lot of money on you. Quality time and I heard that you hitting on, you know, buzz, and you ain't letting me know. Like, oh yeah, you playing games? Then yeah, you cut off.
Like, what if you buy her like a Chanel bag, and then she posts on Instagram like she got the bag, but she out with somebody
and
else.
She on a date
with
her
you
boyfriend,
her, along with this jewelry you bought her.
He gonna go and
guy.
Do a post.
She posting the watch up.
Oh, with another
dinner
nigga.
With your friend.
Oh,
not with your
tell
friend.
Tell him I said what's up.
You don't care.
Tell myself what's up.
That's great.
She coming right back over here.
You gonna send her a message to Instagram?
So you don't care.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something, man.
I would just follow them girls.
Me and my mom
right
always
back.
Talk. She always tell me, bro, live your life. At the end of the day, man, listen, it's like you getting older and older. Like, things gonna happen. Like, you could buy whatever you want to buy for money, can't make a girl stay. Like,
period.
It's always other options. You just one of them.
Right. So what do you think, Des?
I think that's disrespectful, a girl going on a date with somebody else's shit.
I do
with
it.
Another guy.
I do it.
I mean, it's her bag, though. If you buy her a bag and the bag go with the outfit.
But I do it. So
it's a gift. So you're going to go on a date with the stuff that a girl bought you. So it doesn't matter. That's what you're saying.
I would do it, though. Like, I would do some things like that. I would do it.
What do girls buy you? Like, what are some things that you've gotten?
Yeah.
Girls ain't really buy me nothing like that.
See, that's why I don't even.
One girl bought me a Goyard bag. Yeah, yeah, I appreciated that very much.
That was
my
cool.
Baby mama.
Okay, that's really nice.
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay.
Yeah, she bought me some stuff, a lot of stuff. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
So why is she not a keeper to you?
The thing is, man. As I ain't gonna lie, I loved her a lot. No cap. She's very beautiful. She's a good person. It just, I feel like I'm not ready for a relationship, man. Mm-hmm. And I misled her when I first got with her, and that was my fault. So I get it. So, but at the end of the day, I'd be like, you can't make me not talk to other women. I can't stop. So what makes you think I'm gonna stop? Like, you think you gonna make me stop? Right. You can't.
I think as long as you're honest about that.
Yeah, I think that it's important to be honest.
Do you think one day you're going to stop?
One day I am going to stop. But I'm not about to let my 20s pass me. Yeah. And you're going to make me, I'm going to be 35 years old, think about, oh, yeah, I missed them days. I should have did this. Yeah. Man, live your life, man. So I tell her, like, I get with everything she want. Whatever she need, whatever she want, she can get whatever she want to this day. But I just can't do it because there's certain things that a woman will want. And I can't put no woman through that. That's very like
selfish.
That's selfish. Like, and it's like you insecure. That make you feel insecure of yourself. Like, why would you put this woman through these things, knowing damn well you can't add up to it? Mm-hmm. Like, why would you do it?
Did you consciously say, okay, we're gonna keep this low until? Because then you posted the baby. Everyone's like, when did you have a baby?
I like keeping my shit low. Like, I don't even post like that. So, like, post not relationships and shit like that. But like I say. Like, it was all, it's love. It's no problem. I just can't, like, relate. Like, it's always, like, why are you talking to this person? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Because I can't stop.
Right.
So, what makes you think you're going to stop me? So, what can I do? I can't be in no relationship.
Do you write songs about things like that? Like, I know you have the EP on the way.
Yeah.
So, is that something that you'll be addressing?
But so, it's called Bad At Me. Like,
Mad At Me.
Bad At Me.
Oh, bad at me.
Like, I can't, like, how can I be good to you if I'm bad at myself?
Oh.
Like, that's my thing. Like, why would you bring an introvert to the party when you know he can't sing out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's real. Like, why you knowing that nigga ain't shit? Why you still with that nigga? Like, what, knowing that nigga be fucking all these hoes? Why you still fucking on that nigga? Because then you want to blame him, but you doing it. But you dealing with him.
You made a choice.
You know, and it's crazy because people don't want to accept the fact. But it be the women's fault too.
Yeah,
but
I think women sometimes think they can change a man's mind. And you can't really change.
For sure.
Like, if a guy is telling you something, believe it. Like, if he's telling you, this is not what I want, this is not what I plan to do, he's not going to change his mind.
But you understand?
Unless one day he decides to do that.
But niggas be selling dreams too, bro. Like, you don't get it. Niggas,
but I believe it when a guy says, I don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm never going to change. I could change his mind.
I love when they tell me that from the beginning. Like, I'm not looking for
and
a relationship.
And then they change their mind. And he's like,
I like what happened was while you was figuring it out.
It's so many beautiful women out here, man. It's so many. I haven't even traveled the world yet. It's so many. How you gonna know what you like when you know what you don't like? Like, that's
you gotta
insane.
Try everything.
Like, I can't. It's not about to try everything. Like, I'm not out here sticking my penis at every woman.
Thank God.
But I'm not doing that. Like, I have standards for myself. Like, I'm gonna, like, I can control my, like, I can say no. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like,
I really appreciate when a guy, you know, tells me like, yeah, I'm not ready to settle.
And but they don't want
to
hear
I'm
that.
Dating a lot of girls because it gives me the options, the choice if I want to deal with that or not. And I'm usually gonna choose not to deal with that.
But I blame me too though. because I misled her a lot. You know what right. I mean? And I always told her, I got you forever.
You wasn't giving her the choice. Delusional.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm only be with you only, and she'll believe it.
Oh, so you did say those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I'd be like that. And then,
no, but you that's what honest. It sounds like. It sounds like you said in it the sounds beginning. Like he misled somebody he misled and her. He learned his lesson. He doesn't want to mislead anymore. Yeah.
But did you think, because sometimes you say things in the heat of the moment and you believe it too. I think sometimes, like, you think to yourself, like, right. maybe I really could do this at that moment. That.
Yeah, yeah, like, you really, like, it'd be yeah. like that time, like, you I could be federal for, like, 4 or 5 months. But then it'd be like, yeah.
No, like,
because there's a difference between loyalty and faithful. It's two mm-hmm. different things. Mm-hmm. Loyalty is way different from being faithful. Faithful, like, you ain't talking to nobody else. That's your woman. Nobody else got you. You having sex with that person, only her. Loyalty is like, I feel like loyalty is like if my shawty don't fuck with that shawty or fuck with that person, I'm not fucking with that person.
Yeah,
I'm not
I feel like a man is gonna be a
that's
man.
Loyalty.
For me, loyalty is for it, I need a man to protect me. You know what I mean? Like even that's if you're gonna do fuck shit, like don't let me find out about it if you know it bothers me. You know?
Yeah. You hanging out with like Drake and stuff. There's no way you hanging out with Drake and they ain't a bunch of girls around. Right. That like there's no way. I'm sorry.
There's too many man. Yeah.
Do you prefer older women or women your age? Because you're really young. I think that's why I understand what you're saying. Like. You know, I'm young. I need to live my life like you're young.
Yes, I feel
you know
like
what
you.
I'm saying? You're 23. Mm-hmm. So that's a smart way to do it. But do you really, like, do you date girls your age? Older? Because that makes
it's
a difference,
hard.
Too.
I know, that's kind of hard dating women my age, man. It's hard. But there's a lot of women out there that's 24, 23 years old that act like they're like 31 years old, 32 years old. They got grown mentally. Like, it grown. Like, but to be honest, I just like a good person. That's all. Like a good person that be compatible. Like both ways. That's all. It's not.
AJ
really
nothing but a number.
AJ nothing but a number. Especially with me because I'm dangerous. So it's not really like
dangerous.
You can't
dangerous.
Tell me nothing. Like it's like when we like I every grown. I'm talking about every grown woman. Every grown woman I dealt with now, right here on the Bible. They do not. You dangerous. Like when you 30 years old, you gonna be very dangerous. Cause mm-hmm. like,
well, you still can only go one time. You're not that dangerous.
You know.
Oh
what?
No. Oh, it's dangerous. Believe.
One and done.
One and done. Dangerous. Yeah, I think you're gonna calm down by 30. I could see you settling down in a relationship.
Not by 30.
Nah. Not by 30 either.
32. 35.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you.
I think he is. I think he'll go into his 40s. And the influences around him.
Not 40s.
He's gonna. I was thinking for you. I'm thinking polygamous relationship. Maybe you have two or three wives.
Three wives. No, sir.
But maybe, let me ask you this. No? What's the craziest Why night not? You ever have? Like, what's the most amount of women you ever been with in one day?
Oh, shit.
One day?
Mm-hmm. Like a threesome type situation. Oh.
Or no, but even just one day.
Yeah, just like one day. 24 hours.
You know what's so crazy, man? Y'all ain't going to believe me, though.
Oh, God.
I don't like threesomes.
No, but why maybe not? You fuck two girls in one day.
But no,
but
why don't you like threesomes?
I don't like threesomes.
Why?
Because I think I told y'all this before. I'm very intimate. Like, I'm very, like, mm-hmm. I'm very, like, I like pleasure one woman that's, like, I can't pleasure two women. Like, it's a competition. Like, mm-hmm. they, one girl feel like she need to do more than the other girl, then they got to show out for the other girl, then. And then I feel like, especially the woman, like, the girl that I'm fucking on for real, I don't want her to feel like she's that girl overpowering my woman. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm not really doing it. Like, like, no, I want, to be honest, if we do a threesome, I want you to pick a girl. I want you to know that you're comfortable with this girl. I want to know that you know if this girl has sex with us right now, she's never seen us again. Because I don't want this girl feeling like she's going to come back for a reboot.
Mm, what if great. They get into it and they kind of forget about you? Has that ever happened?
Mm-hmm. No, it ain't happened to me before.
You know, because sometimes it's girls.
I don't have threesomes, so I don't care about that.
You said you don't really.
Yeah, I don't.
How many have you ever had?
Two. At
and
least
was like,
the most.
That's it. That's good.
Oh, you don't like them.
It's not fun. What? You just like, you just watch it. It's not fun.
But it might be more fun if it was two girls that you're not really connected with either one of them.
Right.
Yeah, like something like that. But I can't be connected to one, not be connected with the other one. Because mm-hmm. you're not getting nothing. Like, you're going to be just doing whatever you want to do with her because you're not getting on this. Like, right. like I'm not about to take the condom off and then
put it back
then
on.
Fuck
put
her raw then. Mess you with a condom. I'm not doing that because I'm not fucking both of them.
Yeah, you got
too
much condoms anyway.
There's too much going on. Two girls giving me head, that's nasty. Like, no.
You think that's nasty?
That's disgusting. Like, what?
I've never heard a guy say two girls giving me head is nasty.
It's disgusting. Like, two girls give you head? Like, ew. Like,
Like, ew.
Go give her head. Don't give me head.
Okay. Go give her head.
So what about, so in one day, in a span of 24 hours, what's the most amount of women you've ever had sex with?
At one day?
Yeah.
Like, nah.
What? Oh my
what
God.
What the fuck?
Yeah, how many state lines did you cross?
Yeah, during these nine times? How did it become to nine?
I was on a show.
I was on tour.
I was on tour, girl. And then like every 4 minutes, like every 4 minutes.
So they ran a train on you.
No, like
yeah, they did.
It wasn't like back to back. It was like three back to back. But I get to the hotel, like.
Were you able to come that many times?
I wasn't thinking about it. I was just having fun.
Did you come or were you like holding it?
Some of them I didn't.
Okay.
Right.
I say you probably can't get up for like 2 days.
How often do you have sex and not come at all? Like, does that ever happen to you?
That happened to me like 5 times, bro. I was so no.
Does it make your package feel heavy? Like you get blue balls?
No. I think because I was too tired, but I don't know what it was. I just couldn't do it. Maybe, no, the rubber. That's why.
The
lube was gone. Get dry quick. Mm.
Mm. What's your preference in rubber?
Magnums. They're gross.
They're disgusting.
They nasty.
I'm not gonna lie. I love having sex with condoms. I feel like it's much more carefree. You don't have to think about STDs.
No, you don't.
I always talk about it on the show. I don't really. She always says I have anxiety having raw sex. I don't want
to. I like being
pregnant.
In a relationship. Well, so are you
giving head raw?
Yeah.
Who's giving a condom head? That's prostitution head.
And we don't do those things.
But you can get diseases from that too.
Hey, yo.
You gotta come my life then.
You want a girl to suck your dick with a condom? Wait. You want a girl to suck your dick with a condom?
You're not sucking my dick raw. No. You're not doing it.
Wait, so you get your dick sucked with. I asked that
so
today.
How often do you get your dick sucked with a condom?
A lot, all the time.
Especially girls on the road, that girls I don't know, girls like well, I'm not sense. Doing that.
So is it harder for you to come like that though?
No, because I'm like, it's my thing.
I kind of respect it, but
it's my thing because I'm not trying to come. But like, just do it for like a couple seconds, whatever you're doing.
What's the point? So why are you doing it? Gonna make her feel like she's doing something.
I love sucking dick too much to
same.
Do
that's
a
why
condom.
I said what's the point.
I'm not doing that.
So why you look at me crazy when I say I don't swallow? Your girls don't swallow either because you wear a condom.
Yeah. I'm not saying every girl.
He's saying randoms.
Not randoms.
He's not saying a random suck his dick raw.
No, I'm not doing that.
It gotta be somebody that he's dealing with.
So you be having a lot of random sex?
No, I don't. I just like, I'm telling you, like with any girl, like probably like a date. I'd be on a date. Like I'd take a girl on a date. She's not giving me head, like no raw, like not doing that.
So what's a good first date for YK Osiris?
A picnic date.
Oh, that's cute.
That's special.
Not a dinner date. That's regular. Go ahead and go to your nigga and go ahead and go to Ruth Chris, wherever you can go at. We're going to go on a picnic date where we're going to be grown.
But what you do on a picnic?
We're going to picnic. We're going to get a blanket.
I've never been on a picnic date.
They don't do that no more. That's romantic. They don't do that no more. People always go to dinner dates.
Oh, I'm lying. I went to Central Park. They do the movie theater thing. I went on a date to do that. And it was in the park.
Yeah, I like picnic. I like going by the ocean.
That was nice.
I love the
beach.
And y'all got what's that? Amelia Island.
So. Yeah, let's go. Let's see the ocean.
That's my favorite date. Beach date is my favorite.
Okay, so I'm gonna say this in the water. You mean?
No. On the sand beach.
On the sand.
Yeah, that's dope. I was gonna say I don't at like nighttime. Sex in the water though. In the ocean,
no,
I don't
that's
feel. Wet. Who is hitting you back now? DMs? I want to see.
Huh?
Got you smiling.
You don't
want
to see him. What some things in here, boy?
Oh shit!
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see.
Nah, I can't, man.
What you be saying in these DMs when you be sliding?
Hey. What you say?
That's it?
Well, I know I'd be like, why?
Why? Just the
why
letter?
You so fine?
And that works. It works because it's you.
I'd be like, why? It'd be like,
if you were just any random saying why, that's not going to work. They're going to ignore that.
Or I say, what's your cash? I'm going to see you like $1,000.
It's you.
Really? You just send money?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I feel like that's the most attention that every woman would like. They get everybody attention.
Of course.
Now, what if a woman was like, send it right back and denied it? Would you be like, I'm intrigued?
Send it back.
That'd be, listen.
What did she say? Hold that, let the dough stack. That band ain't enough.
Huh?
What did she say? The band wasn't
then
enough.
Then I'm stopping. I don't care. I'm not, all right, cool. All right. Bye.
What you send me this petty ass $1,000?
She ain't worth it. Cool.
But I feel like that get every girl attention. Like I did it. Like
money. Cash app.
But I don't do it to every girl though. Not every girl. I do like certain ones. Like even though it is certain women that you just know that you got to come with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it is certain women that I didn't know on Instagram that yeah. bad. And I was like,
didn't you know you gotta come Cash App first?
What's your Cash
I know,
app?
I got it. I just can't
that,
say what's up.
The why
up.
Ain't gonna work.
I'd be like, why ain't gonna work? It's a challenge. I know every nigga in that DM. I know it. So, but it be the little things though. The girls be like, oh, that's so cute. Oh my God. I was like, okay.
Got him.
Do you ever dress up in the bedroom since you like all that? You like kind of being dominated.
Play. What you mean by that dress up?
Role you know, play, like, yeah, like some type of role playing.
No.
So that's a no.
Like, role, yeah, you like role playing all that?
No, role playing. Like,
you know, you might want to like pretend she's a sexy teacher. You're a student.
What is this? Acting class?
Yeah.
No, man, we're going to get to it. I'm going to slam you on the wall. You know what I mean? I'm going to get to it. But the
I'm
going to
slam you on the wall.
I'm going to get you to the wall. No, it ain't that type of slam. It's that sexy slam.
The sexy slam.
I'm going to put your back going to be on the wall. You know what I mean? Grab your hair for... Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what you're talking about on this EP.
Right.
Yeah, grab the hell. I love grabbing that hell. That shit different right there.
What if you fuck and up her though?
You
can't
back.
Just be doing that.
When
we got wigs.
When I put the hell, I want you to look at
right.
the
what if you grab it like, and you loosen up her wig?
Or her weave.
What if her wig slide?
I'll buy you some more.
Okay.
You know, whatever hairstyle you want.
If her weave come off, that wouldn't turn you off? Like if it come off while you pulling it?
Nope.
I like getting my hair pulled with the extensions. They don't come off.
If they done right.
Yeah. Gee, they don't
what's
come
the,
off,
what's the
right?
Freaking, what's the nastiest thing you did with a nigga?
Me?
Yeah.
Mm. Gigi, like, where do we start?
Well.
Let me know.
I've done a lot of things. I've had like a quadruple threesome, whatever you want to call that. Five girls and a guy.
Five girls and a guy?
He would hate
that. I've put my, I've licked my boyfriend's butt and put my fingers in his butt before.
Okay.
Not my current boyfriend.
Oh, I was like,
an ex.
I don't know if he would like that.
A previous boyfriend.
Did you enjoy that?
I really did enjoy it. I have never put toes in my mouth, but I've tried like all types of toes. Oh,
I
know.
Anything you said
I know. I squirted it one time and this guy caught it in his mouth.
I think that's nasty. Okay.
That's pee.
Yeah, that was true. When
you
do it, like,
we
was
that was nasty.
You would
right?
cat square in your mouth.
You would cat square in your mouth. Don't lie.
You
would do it. You would do it.
You would do it.
You would.
No, he wouldn't.
You know I ain't doing that.
No, he wouldn't.
Have you ever squirted somebody's mouth?
I've never squirted it.
So it wasn't intentional.
You squirted his mouth?
No. It wasn't intentional. Listen,
I've never squirted.
It wasn't intentional. It's not like I didn't even know that that's where it was going.
Yeah.
To be clear, I didn't know it was going in his mouth. I was from the back, and then I squirted it, and I heard him catch it. Like I heard him gargling it, and I turned around. And he was like, and I was just like, you nasty as fuck.
I heard that.
But we kept going.
That was nasty.
He said, so that's probably
you
the
asked her, what's the nastiest thing
about
you?
That's probably nasty.
I wasn't going to stop. How could I stop
Excuse
him?
Excuse me, YK
Osiris. This is a judgment-free zone.
That's
okay?
Definitely a judgment-free zone. But yeah, that's probably the nastiest.
What's the nastiest thing you've ever done?
My squirt.
The nastiest thing I ever did was...
Let a girl suck your dick with no condom.
I'm joking. No, was have sex in a restaurant.
That's not nasty.
That's spontaneous.
In the bathroom.
That's spontaneous.
But wait, what kind of restaurant? Was it like a Burger King or
McDonald's?
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's
like
nasty.
Unsanitary nasty.
Chick-fil-A would have been okay.
Nah, it wouldn't have been nasty.
I couldn't wait.
That's nasty.
Couldn't wait.
Yeah, that's nasty.
But I really can't wait.
My house is like an hour away. Is that the nastiest thing I ever did, guys?
I feel like
in the bathroom.
You gotta make sure you don't touch nothing. You be like, I can't touch nothing in here.
Yeah, you mean what kind of nasty? That's like
hygiene.
That's hygiene nasty.
I think,
what's the nastiest
like
thing
freaky
you got?
Nasty.
Oh, I can't really say. I don't
Why?
Know.
Why? You can't say.
I don't really.
You
I'm not really.
You ever peed on somebody?
No, what?
That's pretty nasty.
If a girl asks you to pee on her, you're not gonna do it.
I'm not doing that. That's nasty as hell.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
What you think this is?
What you think this is?
Everybody pee on her, man. That's what a toilet for.
I don't think I ever done
spitting in her mouth is okay.
No, spitting in her mouth, yeah.
That's nasty.
So why is that okay?
That shit's so fine.
Why is that okay then?
That's nasty.
It's different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the nasty things. I don't think the nasty things that I've done are nasty. I think it's acting nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like to get spit in my mouth. I like to, maybe by mistake, you know, like getting slapped and choked. You know, I feel like that's acting nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Laura, snatch the phone.
I don't think it's nasty. Who is he talking
to? Let me respond.
Let me respond to her.
Let me respond to her.
She's not going to know.
Let me do it.
We want to know who it is.
I'm going to act like I'm you. Let me see if she can tell.
It's too much tea, man.
Too many things going on. We want to know.
Well, you had like five of them, so.
I might mess it up. I can't do that.
Listen, she probably
Laura over here watching over
but like,
your
you know how you know
he said to, but
he
know.
Said it's a good day if he turn his phone off because women like that. You got to turn your phone off.
Do you do that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't touch my phones when I'm in like that dating, like at going to a restaurant, like a festival. No, I don't touch my phone. I don't want you to touch yours either. If you touch
please,
yours.
I wouldn't even. If I'm at dinner with like a guy who constantly goes in his phone, dinner's getting cut short.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
saying it ain't get cut. It ain't gonna get cut short. You just gonna be like, nigga.
No, I'm not sitting with you. I'm gonna leave.
You gonna eat the seafood.
I don't even care about food.
You gonna eat the steak.
Nah, I might even. I mean, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you and your phone. I'm leaving. I'm not gonna make a bad attitude. I'm gonna just be like, oh, something came up. I'm a lie.
Yeah.
And be like, oh shit, I got an emergency.
Do you turn your phone upside down when you are with a woman?
No, I turn it up.
Okay, like you let that. It see.
I want you to see everything. I want you to see I ain't talking to nobody else.
You probably had the notifications, boy.
Yeah, my phone on D&D.
If a man wants a quality woman, he has to at least act like he's giving her his attention, you know? At least fake it.
Mm-hmm.
You well, know, look, like I'm
I
like,
can tell he got shit to do.
Like
I'm
you, I feel like you. I feel like you're dating wrong.
Right.
That phone is telling us he got shit to do. Clearly. Yeah. I feel like you talk to girls and you tell them like, yeah, oh, hold on. You know, you and so you could talk to another girl and they just got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
He got shit to do right now. Somebody is saying, come now, come through.
Yeah. Come you got now, a New York girl? Come through.
Yeah. I got a couple of them. It's time to go. No, I don't really talk. I don't really be in New York like that.
He say, I got
some beautiful
of
girls out here, but
here.
I don't want to deal with New York girls like that.
But let me tell you something. Caravana, you was in Toronto. I know out there was wild.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Toronto.
Guys always love the girls in Toronto.
I love Toronto.
Why?
Because it's lit. It's lit.
They down for whatever.
And I don't know about all that, but they lit.
Oh, that's why Laura used to live there.
They is in Caravana. Toronto?
They ask no questions.
No questions. They don't care who you with.
Wow.
Oh God.
Damn.
Yeah.
He like
you
it.
With her?
Yeah.
You having a good time?
But listen, I appreciate you for coming through because we did see you with BT at the Radio Room and we were like, we need you to have a full proper sit down and you really did it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all.
You're a man of your word, at least when it came to this. I don't know about other things.
Y'all the best.
Oh, we appreciate you. But thank you for coming through. Be My Girl. When is the EP coming out? Do you have a date?
I'm trying to put it out next month, but it's coming. I'm putting it together right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Okay.
It's done.
Well, we cannot wait to hear it.
Man.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's fire. It's some nice songs on there. Mm-hmm. So that people going to be like attached to it. Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
All right. Well, I feel like we know you so much better now, so we'll really be able to relate to it.
Yeah.
Lip service YK Osiris, thank you so much for joining us.